Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Sunny Sumpter, Jason.
Hey, welcome. So she's here with the DC Jazz Festival, which is coming to town from June 8th through the 17th. Thank you so much for coming in.
It is more than a pleasure.
We're going to go David Letterman style. We got a top 10 reasons of why people should come to the DC Jazz
Festival. You got that right.
So what's the first
reason? The first one is that you can experience dozens of performances. I'm talking 100 bands, 300 artists, 40 venues, 22 neighborhoods. It's a takeover, a jazz takeover in DC.
Actually taking over the town.
That's right.
What's the second reason?
That we are stacked with talent. I'm talking Leslie Odom Jr. We know him from the Hamilton.
Pardon me. Are you Aaron Burr, sir?
Robert Glasper's supergroup called R&R Now, which is jazz hip-hop. We've got Chucho Valdez and Gonzalo Rubalcaba, which is Cuban music at the Kennedy Center. Yvonne Leans and friends. Yvonne Leans is bad Brazilian pianist. Maceo Parker, we know him from James Brown Funk. Mm-hmm. Regina Carter, a great violinist. Christian Scott, Ben Williams, Oliver Lake Big Band, Patricia Barber, Frederick Yene, and goes on and on.
Stacked lineup. All right, number three.
You can hear jazz throughout the Wharf. You know about the Wharf. It's the new big hot happening place
in
Southwest. And guess what? Not only indoors at the Anthem, but out. We've got two big outdoor stages at District Pier and Transit Pier. Nice. And those folks that don't know, Transit Pier is a floating stage.
Wow, floating jazz.
That's right. We also have an indoor jazz band competition that we want people to check out, which is free.
Is that going to be at the Anthem?
That's going to be at the Hyatt House.
Oh, awesome.
That's right. Anthem is Leslie Odom, Maceo Parker, and Robert.
How do people get in the competition? How did they?
They had to actually fill out an application early in the year. We had semifinals, and we're down to four finalists around the world.
We're going to crown a winner, a global winner here.
And they win $15,000.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's going to be exciting right there. That's some big money.
That's right.
All right, number four.
Number four is we are taking over the Kennedy Center because we've got Millennium Stage free concerts. We've got five of those. And then, again, we've got Chucho Valdez and Gonzalo Rubalcaba. We're doing a Cuban Piano Master Summit at the Concert
Hall. Is that part of the Cuban Festival as
well? It's an extension of that, yeah. But we're telling folks from the Cuban Festival to come back and celebrate with Chucho and Gonzalo. It's going to be in the Concert Hall on June 15th.
Awesome. So if you didn't get enough of it at the Cuban Festival, if you're missing it already, it's extended.
That's right.
All right.
That's
number five. Number five.
Number five is that we are going to be at City Winery in Ivy City. Have you heard about that?
I know of the place, but
okay.
Tell me about
New, it's where Love and Dream used to be. It's mm-hmm. going to be on Oakey Street. I love the name of that. Northeast.
Oakey.
Right off of New York Avenue. We're doing DC Jazz Fest at City Winery. We're doing eight nights there. We're very excited. We've got Raul Midon, guitarist, Patricia Barber for our LGBT community, and that's actually doing Capital Pride Week. So, yay, we want to make sure to come out and see Patricia. We have Ben Williams doing a tribute to our jazz icon who performed with Ella Fitzgerald, the great Keeter Betts. We're doing a tribute to him. He is a Washingtonian.
Wow.
So we're paying tribute to him. So, yes, we're taking over City Winery during the festival. We're very
excited. That's on Oakey Street.
That's on Oakey Street.
Okie dokie. All right, let's go to six before I make another bad pun.
Six is we want you to check out local spots because it's all about jazz in the hoods, right? Mm-hmm. Presented by Events DC. I got to give it up to Events DC, the premier sports entertainment organization here in DC.
And that's what you're branding it, Jazz in the Hood, right?
We're branding it Jazz in the Hoods, and we're talking 22 neighborhoods. You can go outside your door or take a short taxi ride or Uber or get in on the subway and go hear jazz in restaurants, clubs, hotels, galleries, loft spaces. And most of those events are free.
Discover other pockets of town.
That's right, including Ivy Smokehouse, Blues Alley, Twins Jazz, Hamilton Live. Got to mention those. And Krieger Museum.
Love them. You guys are everywhere this year.
Yes,
all right. Lucky number seven.
You can check out seven Grammy-winning artists. And one I want to spotlight is at Six and Eyes. We're doing a tribute to Jerry Allen, which is a beloved composer-pianist that graduated from Howard, was a great teacher at Howard, is an iconic jazz legend around the world. She passed away way too early. Tara Lynn Carrington is bringing an amazing group of artists to perform at Six and Eyes on June 14th. So come on out and see that show.
That's awesome. So hopefully the Caps will still be playing in the playoffs, but down by Chinatown, and you can head over to 6 to 9 and hear some jazz.
That's right. In fact, they will be playing. So
yeah,
we're going to already affirm that.
Exactly.
We need our Caps to win.
Thinking
we
positive.
Need a winning team in D.C.
Rock the red and rock the jazz.
That's right.
All right. Number 8.
Number 8 is that we have a deep jazz heritage right here in D.C. Legendary Duke Ellington was born here. The U Street Quarter was known as Black Broadway. And we have so many jazz artists that are performing along U Street. Go to Twins Jazz and hear some great jazz. It's the smallest, gorgeous, up-close front. You can just sit in the jazz artist's lap if you want to. That's how small the place is. Wonderful food. It's a great hang on U Street.
I love it. Oh, so much history around there. All right, number 9.
Number 9 is we're doing a pre-fest fun at the Phillips Collection.
Nice.
So we're doing Jazz and Families Fun Days. We get over 5,000 people over 2 days, June 2nd and 3rd. Bring your families or make it a date night because we are celebrating jazz and the visual arts. We've got instrument petting due, arts and crafts, and 12 performances, June 2nd and 3rd.
Awesome. And last but not least,
last
number 10.
Is we want you to discover the unexpected. Sometimes people say, what is jazz? Well, we say that jazz is for everyone. There is something under the umbrella. I like straight ahead jazz, Latin jazz, country jazz, rock jazz. There's folk jazz. There's hip hop jazz. There really is something for everybody. So why don't you come on out and discover an artist that you've never heard before? Discover the unexpected.
Awesome. Well, my list goes, we crank it all the way up to number 11, and my 11th reason is you're an awesome person and you're a great interview. So thank you so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure, and you're just as awesome.
Awesome. Again, everyone, DC Jazz Fest from June 8th through the 17th. Don't miss it. Thank you so much for coming in.
DCJazzFest.org.
DCJazzFest.org. And we can get tickets and everything there, I assume.
You can. Join the mailing list. Everything, yes.
And a lot of it's free, too. So check out the schedule and see what you want to hit. Thank you so much.
Thank you.